I'm nervous. You know, it's a very, very tough fight for Kell Brook, and so much on the line. Of course, his world welterweight title, coming off the loss from Golovkin, which, you know, was a big fight for him, but stepping up, taking a chance, and keeping his belt at welterweight, now that's on the line tonight. Against a fighter that many feel is, well, some in America are calling the new Floyd Mayweather. You know, they rate him so highly over there, but I believe Kell is the best welterweight in the world, and I think he's going to prove it tonight.
Yeah, it's funny, we were talking to Dave Caldwell just before the news there, and Dave, he's in exactly the same camp as me. Someone asked me last night at the rugby, they said, get off the fence, Phil, who's going to win it? And I said, well, it's not a case of being on the fence. I said, but we know about Kell Brook. There's a lot we don't yet know about Errol Spence, because he's not fought anyone of Kell Brook's calibre, of Kell Brook's quality yet. But you're right, he's being held in the same regard as Mayweather at that stage in his career, and it's a massive fight. We know, we've a good idea what we're getting with Kell Brook. I don't think we know, because we've not seen Errol Spence fight quite at this level yet. For me, that tips it slightly in Kell's favour. 30-odd thousand screaming Sheffield people also tips it in Kell's favour. But how special is Errol Spence Jr.? We just don't know yet, do we?
That's the question, and I think one of the worrying things is the bookies make Errol Spence a big favourite in this fight, you know. And really, you think about Kell Brook's pedigree, his ability, the home advantage, the fans, yet they still make Spence the favourite. So, you know, they're not doing that because they're taking a punt. They're doing that because they know boxing. They know boxing people who have seen him in and out of the gym, who believe he's the real deal. You know, he destroyed Algeria, he destroyed Bundu. But they're, you know, they're world level guys. They're not elite guys, and Kell Brook is. So can he do it up at that level? Can he take the power? You know, he's never been hit as hard as he'll get hit tonight. It's just a fascinating fight. You know, you could talk about it for hours, and it's what the fans want. You know, it's the best versus the best. Errol Spence, despite his, you know, his fame and his popularity in America, has travelled to Sheffield to try and take the world championship from the champion's backyard. He deserves a lot of credit, and Kell Brook has not swerved the challenge of Errol Spence. You know, he's said, no, I'm not moving anywhere. I love my belt, and if you want it, you've got to come and rip it from me tonight.
Do you know, I think that's what people love about Kell, the fact that he doesn't swerve anyone, does he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had a couple of relatively straightforward defences for his mandatory and stuff like that. That was put on him by the IBF. Then he boxed Golovkin, and now he's boxing Errol Spence. So back-to-back, two are probably the toughest fights in world boxing. So he does deserve a lot of credit, and he believes he's going to win tonight. And, you know, I've long thought that Kell was the best welterweight in the world, and tonight he gets a chance to prove it. Remember the win over Sean Porter in America? You know, he's done it. He's been there. He's gone and won the world title from the champion's backyard. Errol Spence tries to do it tonight, and Kell will be doing everything he can to stop him.
Yeah, of course he will. And it looks like a hell of a fighting prospect. Now, looking at the undercard, George Groves against Fedor Chudinov. Chudinov, of course, only had the one defeat against, I think it was Felix Sturm. But George Groves, it's his time to shine, this, isn't it?
Well, this is it. You know, the fourth attempt at a world title for George Groves, obviously very popular as well. The two defeats to Karl Froch, obviously a great fighter. The very tight decision to Badou Jack. This is kind of feels like Last Chance Saloon, and this is another fascinating fight. Groves is a good puncher, been at 168 pounds for a long time in his career. Fedor Chudinov is much younger, much fresher, and I think this is a real pick and fight, to be honest with you. I think Groves will be looking to get Chudinov out there early, but Chudinov likes the pressure. He's very fit, he's got a great work rate, and I think the longer the fight goes on, the more it will be suited to Fedor Chudinov. So a great chance for George Groves, and, you know, two huge world title fights tonight at Bramall Lane.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, looking at the Commonwealth heavyweight title fight between David Allen and Lenroy Thomas. Now, Dave Allen, he's a character. He's one of our own. He's a Yorkshire lad. He's become a bit of an icon in certain communities following his last weigh-in. And he's living it up on social media. But joking aside, Dave Allen, now he's fought Dillian White and fought well. He's fought Luis Ortiz and fought well. It's his chance to step up, this, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the popularity for Dave Allen has really been rising over the last couple of weeks and months, really. Since he accepted the Dillian White fight at short notice, jumped in with Luis Ortiz, did all the things he shouldn't have done. We took him under our wing after the Luis Ortiz fight. He's had a couple of warm-up fights, and now, you know, he's ready for this fight. Like I said, the reaction that he got the weigh-in yesterday was really pleasing to see. He's a funny guy. He's a great character. It doesn't really mean a lot. in boxing sense. Tonight he fights a guy, we had him over for the Charles Martin fight when Anthony Joshua was sparring. He was Joshua's chief sparring partner. I've seen him before. He's very talented. He's been up at world level and hasn't quite cut the grade. But he should be too good for Dave Allen tonight. But with the event, with the occasion, with the heart, you know, with the determination of Dave Allen, again, I'll make this another 50-50 fight. And to see someone like Dave Allen pick up a major heavyweight title on a stage like this would be really pleasing. But he really has his work cut out tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough fight. I think he posted a picture of them both on Facebook, I think it was, and he put, he might be bigger than me, he might punch harder than me, but he doesn't have my heart, which I think was quite a line. And let's face it, Dave will go all night. Jamie Cox, Lewis Taylor is a really good fight, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, Jamie Cox, we've just signed. You know, he's already amassed a fantastic undefeated record. Fighting for his first title at super middleweight tonight against Sheffield's Lewis Taylor, who, you know, and, you know, Dave Caldwell obviously manages. The good fighter, stepping up to super middle, I think it suits him a lot more. He's huge, by the way, Lewis Taylor. I mean, he was making middleweight. Very tall, very big frame, almost dwarfs Jamie Cox. But Jamie Cox can really punch. I think one of the most dangerous punchers in world boxing. He'll be on about 7 p.m. Obviously, Sheffield will be behind Liam Taylor, but a very tough fight for him.
Yeah, I think Lewis, again, we know what we're getting with Lewis Taylor. Jamie Cox has had some layoffs, hasn't he? Unfortunately, his personal life's interfered with his career, and he's had a couple of big gaps between his last two. But with Matchroom now, and no doubt you're getting him on track, it's going to be interesting to see how his career develops, isn't it?
Yeah, he needs to get active again. And, you know, when you talk to people in the gyms who have sparred him, they know that he's a very dangerous fighter. As a fighter, you need momentum, you need a plan. I think that's something that's been lacking. So I think the real pressure for Jamie Cox tonight is to try and look good. And I hope he doesn't try too hard because, you know, Lewis Taylor's a good fighter, technically very sound. So he'll be looking to amass the points and win the rounds. But Jamie has that equaliser. You know, he's a big, big puncher.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one of the boxers who is very well known to Radio Yorkshire, Andy Townend, is on the card this evening, fighting against John Kayes in, how would you call it, a crossroads fight?
Yeah, I think Andy Townend was, I think they thought they could beat Martin Ward for the British. Came back with a win, good win. Now he's in with John Kayes again. You know, a fight that he's probably fancied himself as the favourite, messed the weight up a little bit, which probably favours John Kayes now because, you know, he looked great on the scales yesterday and he's thinking that I can go out and win the Commonwealth title tonight. So Andy Townend sold a lot of tickets up from Barnsley. They'll all be there in voice tonight. And, you know, a really good show opener, I think. Kayes technically might be better, but again, Townend can really punch. And I think they're going to have a, you know, go to war in that one early doors.
Yeah, believe me, those fans from Barnsley and Wakefield will make plenty of noise in there tonight, I'm sure. Just looking down the card, you've got Lawrence Okolie, Joe Cordina, Anthony Fowler making his debut as well. When we spoke to Steffi Bull earlier on, he was talking about a show he's got in July, and it's British title, English title. But what he said is that Eddie Hearn and Matchroom in the last few years have taken boxing in Britain onto another level. And I think that card, when you look at the depth of it and you look at some of those guys that are maybe coming through, that on small hall shows, they'd probably be headlining or chief support. Boxing's moved, doesn't it? Boxing has changed in the last few years, Eddie.
Yeah, it has. I mean, the cards are becoming so much stronger because there's so much competition from broadcasters and promoters as well. And, you know, you're asking people to put their hand in their pocket. So you want to give them value for money from start to finish. I think back in the day, it used to be about the main event. And, you know, what was on the undercard was sort of rustled together and it didn't really matter. Now, fans want to get in their seat early. They want to enjoy the night, enjoy the fight. Now, we're starting our fights at 4:45. We'll end at 11:15, 11:30. We go live at 6 p.m. for viewers. You know, we've got five championship fights, we've got three Olympians, we've got two world title fights. So, you know, I think boxing's come a long way. And to see 27,000 people in Bramall Lane tonight will be a great spectacle. And it'll be great for the city as well. And I think it'll be a night that the city and the county of Yorkshire will remember for a long time. And I think that's important for a promoter and for a sport to make sure that we can put these iconic nights together. You know, we had Joshua Klitschko a couple of weeks ago at Wembley, was fantastic. And this is another one tonight. So we're not where we want to be yet, but you know, boxing's changed. It's definitely on the up. There's still a long way to go, but special nights like tonight, you know, will only help make the sport stronger.
Yeah, of course they will, absolutely. Now, just one question I've had in, Eddie. I know you never shy away from questions when we interview you. One question we have had in is regarding Paul Smith, who's got another world title shot. And one of our listeners is asking how he keeps getting these rankings, how he keeps getting these shots when some boxing fans out there don't think that he deserves them.
It's a strange one, really. Britain's a funny place, isn't it? You've got the situation where a German promoter who has a world champion has phoned me up and said, would Paul Smith like to fight for Tyrone Zeuger for the world title? Now, the obvious answer is, yes, please. And great news for a British fighter that they have a shot at a world title. Is he fortunate to get it? Yeah, he is, really. But the reason that he's got it is because in the German market, he went out not too long ago and had two great fights with Arthur Abraham on terrestrial TV. And this is how the commercial world works. You know, when you look for an opponent, you look for an opponent that the fans and the broadcaster will be interested in. In Germany, that guy is Paul Smith. You know, since he boxed Arthur Abraham, he boxed Andre Ward and lost, has come back for three wins. Relatively straightforward wins. Certainly not world-class fighters. But before that time, he was world-ranked, so he's back in the world rankings. I think where the WBA made a mistake was putting him at number 5 in the world rankings. You know, he should be more like 15 in the world rankings with a WBA than 5. So, but you have to ask yourself, Phil, is that how many fighters actually deserve a world title? When you have a voluntary defence, which is the champion's free to fight anybody, you're looking for opponents that there's going to be a story, there's going to be interest. And in the German market, with Tyrone Zeuger coming through as potentially the next Arthur Abraham to dominate that market, Paul Smith, who's had two good fights with Arthur Abraham, one many people thought he should have won, feel like he's a good opponent, he's a right opponent. Does he deserve a world title on his base, on his recent wins? Not really. But he's got one. So let's get behind him. The British fighter who's going to Germany to try and win a world title. And look at the odds for the fight, by the way. He's only a small outsider in the fight. So it tells you that it's quite an even fight. But there are definitely others who deserve a world title more than Paul Smith.
Yeah, absolutely.
My job as a promoter to provide opportunities. He's a Brit. Go out to Germany. Go and knock him out. Win world title for another world title for this country. Let's get behind him.
Bang on. For the record, I had him beating Arthur Abraham on one of those, and
a lot of people did.
I hope he goes over there and batters Zeuger all over the ring. But
yeah, exactly. You know, I thought it was a draw, but either way. But the point I'm trying to make is, a lot of people watch that. Millions watch that fight in Germany. They remember that fight. They know Paul Smith. So for him to fight Tyrone Zeuger is a natural fight for a promoter to make. Okay. So, but the British fans are crazy. They're moaning. You know, they're tweaking the WBA. This is a disgrace. It's like, well, guys, whether you think he should have one or not, he's got it. Good luck to him. You know, let him support him to go out to Germany and win a world title. So, you know, boxing's not just about, you know, climbing up the rankings. And boxing's about, it's a commercial world we live in as well. The people paying the money, the fans and the broadcasters, are very happy with this fight. So that's why it gets made, and I will be 100% behind Paul Smith. And he can do it. He can beat Tyrone Zeuger.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed he can. I for one, hope you're right. Paul's a great guy, and I think for some reason he ruffles a few feathers on social media, which, let's face it, is what a lot of the game's about nowadays. And I don't quite get the negativity personally, but there you go. Looking at tonight then, Eddie, come on, I've got to pin you on it. Kell Brook, Errol Spence Jr., who wins and how do they win that fight?
I'm going for a Kell Brook knockout in round 5.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for. You know, I'm banking that Kell's going to be too big, too strong, punch too hard. But I tell you, this Errol Spence is one hell of a fighter. You know, I think it's going to be Fighter 2017. And I hope everyone enjoys it.